So on the ground in southern Minnesota, the farmers are a little bit better off than they were maybe a year or so ago. During coronavirus, our efforts here in Congress were to get everyone, including our farmers, from one side of the coronavirus to the other. We had to do some things with trade mitigation as well. And then we had a record crop with high commodity prices, which was pretty good. Our farmers hadn't had something like that in almost 7 years. But as great as things have been going, there's still some pitfalls. It's agriculture, and now we have higher prices for our food, or for our fertilizer and our fuel, have higher prices for rent because the commodity prices are up. And then you see some policies out of Washington that just make no sense. Bad government, I guess you'd call it. There's a situation right now where a court in Minnesota, of all places, has ruled that the pork producers, the people that do the meat packing in our country, have to go back 20 years as far as their standards, as far as how quickly the meat can go through the line. And that's going to hurt companies like Hormel in our district and others across the country. It's going to mean less hogs produced. Independent farmers are going to be in bad shape. It's going to drive up the cost for consumers. It's a situation that doesn't make much sense. So Senator Grassley and myself were sending a letter to Secretary Vilsack and also the Solicitor General in the United States saying, you have to appeal that case. Let's make sure that that doesn't stand. But right now, I'm not sure the Biden administration is going to do that.